We go from one shortstop to another. Hall of Famer Barry Larkin joining us on the attack. Good morning, Barry. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black here.
Hey, Bob. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. You know, I was a Met fan, and I hated the Reds, but you were always one of my favorite players. You got the uni dirty. I always felt you were underappreciated by the national media, although you were beloved in your hometown. And, you know, well-deserving going into the Hall of Fame. To me, it was a complete no-brainer. And here it is, all-star time in Cincinnati. You got to be really happy.
Oh, yeah. An ambassador for the game here in Cincinnati in the hometown. I've been able to do a lot of promotional work. It's been fun, fantastic. The all-star game, the hype of the home run derby, and then the hometown hero, Todd Frazier, winning it at the last swing, at the last second, last night, was fantastic. It's been a great festivity, a great event for us so far this year. Hopefully it'll culminate tonight with a great win for the National League.
No question about it. You know, and I was talking about it at the beginning of the show. Baseball, like all sports, they stumble around sometimes trying to find the right formula. Going to the clock and actually being forced because of the weather forecast to go to 4 minutes actually played itself out well for last night's home run derby, and I think they should stick to it. What about you?
I'm with you 100%. I think you're absolutely right. I think it held the attention of the fans. It wasn't too long. We've seen, 15, 20, 17, I think Josh Hamilton hit 20-some-odd home runs in one round at Yankee Stadium. It was great to see, but it took forever. And, so I thought going to the four-minute format was great. I thought there was going to be a lot of pressure, and I feel like there was a lot of pressure on the guys that were actually throwing the pitches. They did a nice job, though. All around, I thought it was just a fantastic night. That home run derby went off, I think, without a hitch.
Yeah, it's funny because I said exactly the same thing. I said as much pressure as there was on the hitters to get the ball up there in the time frame, the pitchers had to be in the strike zone to make sure everything was happening. There was no goofing around. They had to be on point. And I think that was a great point that you bring up. For your team, the Cincinnati Reds, this is an interesting group. I was talking about the standings before we went to the break and before you got here. And, Cincinnati, they're a riddle wrapped inside of an enigma. They should be better than they are. And, of course, St. Louis just dominates it. Chicago's on the come. Pittsburgh, they're a good, solid baseball team. And it kind of looks like the window's closing on this group of Cincinnati Red players. Agree or disagree?
Totally agree. Totally.
Can you tell me why?
I don't know why. I don't know why. And many times you don't know why. I don't know if it's chemistry or lack of talent. I mean, this is a talented club. This is a club that has gone to the postseason, but they haven't been able to push through. It's gotten to the point, and I think you're right. You mentioned the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cubs, Pittsburgh Pirates. These teams are not only good, but they're getting better. They have young talent that's coming up that's replacing some of the older talent. And then you have to look at, some of the competitors. You have to look at Milwaukee. You have to look at the Reds and go, okay, it'd be okay to be good if you were in a division where everybody else isn't great. But you're in a division with three other teams that are bordering on becoming really, really good, almost great. I'll put St. Louis in the great category, but Pittsburgh and Chicago are coming to be very, very good ball clubs. So how are you going to be able to defend against that? You're going to have to become great. And can you become great with what you have, the talent that you have? If you believe so, then go out and get a piece to make it great. And if you don't, then you got to blow it up. And, this team has had some success. Certainly you want to have an organization that has a plan going forward and wins, and that's great and all. But are you going to win with the current crop of players that you have? And if that answer is yes, then all right, then let's go forward and continue to forge forward and make some moves to even make the pot sweeter. But if the answer is no, it's tough decision time because there's some interest in some pretty good players that you have on this team. And now is probably the time to make those moves because I don't know if it gets any better for some of the people that people have interest in. So,
but,
you know, this next week or two is going to be some, there's going to be some decisions that are going to have to be made, some tough decisions that are going to have to be made. They're not going to be popular decisions, but they're going to have to be decisions that are going to have to be made in order to make this team a much better club.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point there, because a lot of the players on this major league roster would be very tempting to a number of teams that perhaps have deep farm systems. How deep is Cincinnati's farm system? I mean, I'm going to ask you if you're aware of how deep Cincinnati's farm system is, and is it worth it to them to kind of infuse more young talent and sacrifice some of the old?
Well, you know, I can't get into insider information, but there are some players within the organization. But you know, the onus is on the big league club. This is about winning at the big league level. And if some of those minor leaguers are good enough to help you win at the big league level, then let them play at the big league level. And if they're not, then you know you need to trade off some of your pieces to try to get more talent into the organization. You know, you never can have enough pitching. So if there are opportunities to go out there and get pitching, sell off a piece here, sell off a piece there, St. Louis Cardinals are winning because they've got great pitching all around. So
yeah,
Pittsburgh Pirates are winning because they got great pitching. Chicago Cubs are winning because they got great young talent, but the pitching is part of that. So pitching is king. You're going to have to make some moves. And if you're good enough to make moves, get some good pitching to help complement what you have. And if you don't have those pieces, then move some of those pieces and get what you need in order.
Well, I want to get you back on schedule. So to round it up here, you know, aside from being an ambassador for the All-Star Game, what's going on in the life of Barry Larkin?
Well, I have partnered up with Maytag. Maytag is now an official sponsor for Major League Baseball. The official washer and dryer of Major League Baseball has the power to knock out Major League stain. We're doing a filthiest play program, glorify great, fantastic athletic plays, where we're going to glorify the plays where guys go out there and get their uniforms nice and dirty and muddy and sweaty and bloody or whatever. And we're going to have a chance to... Maytag and Major League Baseball are going to come up with three of the filthiest plays each week, and fans are going to have a chance to go on the social media, at Twitter, at hashtag filthiest play, or online at MLB.com/Maytag to vote on the filthiest play. At the end of the season, there'll be a contest. People that vote will be entered into a sweepstakes at the end of the season, a contest, and one lucky fan will get a VIP tour and four tickets to the World Series. So a pretty good package at the end of the season to encourage people to go and vote. Once again, MLB.com/Maytag or Twitter at filthiest play, hashtag filthiest play. So it's one of the things that I'm doing. Very excited to be partnering up with Maytag. I tried to get my uniform as dirty as I possibly could. Think about Pete Rose, Dustin Pedroia. That's the way that I tried to play the game. I grew up going outside, my mom would tell us, "Don't come back here with grass stains on your legs or on your knees." And it didn't happen very often. We certainly went out there and tried to get the grass stains. So we had to do the Pete Rose slide, Ma. We expected. That's what we do.
You know, I don't remember ever seeing you walk off a field with a clean uni. So they picked the right ambassador as far as that goes. You run around down in the suit and you dive into the dirt just to keep things real.
No, the suit has to be dry clean, so that's not, you know, that one right there, I got to take the zero. I got to stay out of the dirt, at least when I have the suit on.
Good stuff. Barry, we appreciate the couple minutes. Let me try to get you back on track as far as your time goes. And you know you're welcome back anytime here in the attack. Thanks a lot.
And I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Anytime. Barry Larkin, Hall of Famer, all-timer for the Cincinnati Reds.